Hey, everybody. We had a little bit of audio issues this week, mainly forgetting to plug in the microphones, which is totally my fault. I'm very sorry for that. I hope you're able to enjoy the show anyways. We'll see you next week live Wednesday, 6 p.m., willsyoutube.com. Thank you.
Beach Drive, Rob Carr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com. RadioSaintPete.com presents The Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 594. My name is Will Coons. This is on a home all.
Hello. Wait, are we live?
We're not live.
Oh.
No.
Oh, we're live for a second.
We're not live today. We usually do live stream on YouTube at 6 p.m. on Wednesdays, but my partner, wife, lady wanted me to go to a talk this Wednesday. So I thought, and I just showed you the invite.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's Thursday. Now, maybe she just messed up the invite. That could be possible.
Okay.
She told me Wednesday. So anyway, we are pre-recording this week's program. So no live stream this week, obviously. But we'll be back the next week, Wednesday, 6 p.m., willsyoutube.com. Get in touch with this show, 813-693-2124. And for some reason, my app that I use for the phone number, it wasn't notifying me. And I had a few messages. This one has been making me laugh for days now. And I know that the demographic for our listenership, we have some special folks in there. And by that, I mean special needs. And I love you guys. You're the best. But this is such a simple thing, and it just killed me all weekend. It was a number I got from a 727, a message I got from a 727 area code, and this was on November 2nd at 9:23 a.m. And the message said, "Anna, the woman with the best donkey in radio," with an exclamation point, and then said fax. So I missed that one by a few days, so I opened the app, saw it, and I said, I do respond to these if I get them. Just ask Joe. I spend a lot of time texting with Joe sometimes. I said, I'll let her know. Thank you. And then I put my name, Will. He responded back. This person said, huh? Who is this? You could just scroll up one thing and it's right there. In fact, you probably don't even have to scroll up, to be quite honest. It's probably still there. In your message in the window, because mine is. I mean, I can see the original message, and I can see
it all in one. You don't have to zero scrolling.
Yeah, zero scrolling. And then I figured, okay, I'm definitely not answering that. I gotta let him hang now.
Yeah.
Whoever this is, I'm assuming it's a male. I could be wrong, but it seems like a guy thing to do.
Thank you for passing that along to me. I never get hit on anymore. Not that I was like people were always, you know. And I also don't go out, and I also don't dress up much. But anyways, any sort of, like, male objectification, what am I trying to say? Objectification. If I get objectified by a man, thank you.
Feels good.
Oh, my God, it feels good. The only people that complain about it are people who are privileged in that way. Like, they get it all the time. So they're like, ew, gross, get away from me. I'm just like, I don't, shut up. Many of us get zero right now, and so if any guy says anything nice to me ever about the way I look, not personality, doesn't count.
Yeah. But
the way I look, like I still look, you know, effable, I'm like, oh, thank you. God, that made my day.
Well, that's a dirty little secret, isn't it? And
what?
I think that even the people who complain about it, they don't really like it when it stops.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
When it gets a little sad.
It's devastating.
It's annoying for a while, and then it doesn't happen, and you're like,
the people that I remember, like Emily Ratajkowski complaining about being objectified, I'm like, you are topless everywhere you go, first off. Second of all, you are a stunning 10 out of 10 supermodel. The rest of us are getting crumbs or nothing. Shut up. please don't stop objectifying us, because when we stop getting objectifying us, that's when it's over.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're totally right.
Don't stop. Don't stop.
Ever.
Ever. Lie to my face.
Well, so anyways, to that person, I don't know their names, but I passed along your message. So, and hopefully you hear this. And if you are listening, thank you for the message, and you're dumb. Just letting you know. 813-693-2124. Did you get a voicemail from, I actually got a few. This guy initially used to call me on my bone extension, which I didn't know I had until he called it. But you can look, yeah. And what they do is they send the message to your voicemail through your email. Mm. So he used to call me there, and initially wasn't very kind, many of the things that he said. And then I think over time, he found a genuine affection for me, and I him. And he goes by Bino, but his name is Mark. He left a voicemail.
Hey, Mark Roy, Connecticut. You know, I wanted you to text me your address. I wanted to send you something for your wedding. But that Curtis Sprewell, his wife is the big cat person. They were trying to use him to deal with the rat population and stuff. But he's a good radio guy. He's very knowledgeable and stuff. You'd be good at the spot, the overnight spot. They need an ABC radio. They need some overnight people. Frank Morano ended up getting a job for the government in New York City. All right. I hope everything's all right, brother.
All right. Well, thanks, Mark, a.k.a. Bino. I think he gets hammered and leaves voice. Pretty sure that's what's happening. He did. He sent me a nice bottle of Maker's Mark, though, a while ago.
That's right.
The same fella.
Same guy. The drunk dial. The drunk dial was hot when I was, like, in my 20s, my early 20s.
Yeah.
And I feel like people don't do it anymore.
Not as much.
No,
not in the internet age.
I feel like the millennials did the drunk dials.
Mark's old school, though. So I do appreciate it.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as sending me something, I don't know if you're talking about cash. I mean, that's really nice of you. Definitely don't feel obligated to do something like that. But I guess I'll text you my mailing address. I mean, you could just send it to the bone. I don't know why he's apprehensive to do that. Maybe because there's money in it, potentially.
You think maybe it'll get stolen by one of your arch nemeses?
Yeah, I think nobody cares about me anymore. I think that heat is off. So don't view. I mean, I don't know. I'll text you later, you know. We'll figure something out. But that's very nice of you. Thank you for the call. Substack, hmvradio.substack.com. We do an extra half an hour after this podcast, free podcast area at Radio St. Pete time. We stay over on YouTube and go over to Substack and do some extra time uncensored over there, hmvradio.substack.com. And that phone number again, text and voicemails, 813-693-2124. Bino, if you want, you can just send a Venmo. I don't know if he does that. Probably not. But Will Koontz on Venmo, whatever I get there, I send over to half of it to Anna. So thank you. How did it – I know we got a little bit of a tiff today.
Yeah. Sorry?
No, you already put. You don't need to apologize.
I'm sorry.
No need to apologize.
The one good thing about me, my one redeeming quality, is that when I'm wrong or maybe overreacted, I acknowledge it and I apologize.
Yes.
Which I've been told is a rare quality to have.
It is.
So I am sorry. I may have overreacted when I was stressed to the nines on 800 milligrams of caffeine earlier today. I apologize.
So let's explain what happened. So we were talking about when we last left people, you bought tickets to Big J, as we call him, Big J Okerman now, because that's what the opener at my buddy's show called him at Side Splitters. Big J Okerson. I happened to have this kind of plans earlier in the day, which involved drinking. I started drinking on Sunday at the Bucks game at 10.
You were there, because you must tailgate.
Went there a little early. Yeah. Beat
May
the
I
traffic.
Ask, I mean,
yeah.
Who were you there with? I mean, if
yeah.
You don't want to tell me, but...
Well, I had to find a replacement, because I originally was going to take my buddy Brian, who's a Patriots fan. A Bucks fan and Patriots fan.
Wait, you bought the tickets, or...
No, I got them from work. They're, oh, my work has seats. So
wait, which work? Oh, yeah. You've only got one work.
I've only got really one work.
Sorry. So not the bubble.
No.
I was like, did you see people from the bubble?
I did see where their tailgate is. Because I thought about... I didn't try to get into the tailgate. But I did see where it was. And I was like, oh, yeah, there it is. Right there. How about that? It is right out in front of the stadium. But I had to find a replacement because my buddy's son was, it was his birthday. So we couldn't go, unfortunately. So I had to find a replacement, much like you and my friend Josh, and I went. And it was great because he doesn't really drink.
Oh,
so I was, he had two beers the entire day. So he's like, yeah, I'll drive. I'm like, great. That's phenomenal. So then I just turned up, started at 10 a.m. I took a Jim Beam Black shot at, I think, 11 a.m. And it almost killed me. I almost went down.
What do you... So explain this to me. So you roll up in the parking lot. I've never been to a tailgate before, by the way. Despite years of drinking like an a-hole, I've never really done sports drinking. So you roll up at 10 a.m. to essentially the parking lot at Raymond James.
Yep.
And do you guys have like a tent?
Mm.
Do you guys have a table? Or do you literally just get out of the car with your Jim Beam and go like, sports?
That's what we
Hey! And then the people around you, do you go, hey, high five! Yeah, let's go! Baker Mayfield!
Yeah, woo! That's him.
And then you just like drink. And is there music? You guys just like...
No, we were just... So what we did, there were people that were prepared, that were grilling and setting up tents and doing all that stuff. We didn't really prepare for anything like that. I packed a small cooler of 6 beers and 2 Jim Beam Black shots and put the tailgate down literally on his truck and sat on that and kind of drank beers for a little while until we were able to enter the stadium. So that was about an hour standing outside. Not too bad. Weather wasn't terrible, so it was okay. And then... Seats are really good. They have my court. They have club seats there, and they're right on the end, which I love. If I'm going to an event, I have to sit on the end of the aisle because I hate getting up and sticking my – it's either my butt or my private parts in somebody's face, and I just feel guilty about that. I don't want to do that to anybody.
Especially with a child or something.
Right. So I like to sit on the end. If somebody wants to stick their butt and private parts in my face when they get out, I feel like that's fine. I just don't want to do it to other people. And I need a little extra room. I got to kick my leg out a little bit. I got long dancer's legs. And then they were in the back, too, so you could stand. You could just stand up if you wanted to. Nobody was behind you. It was great.
Perfect.
Seats.
Do you remember the game?
Yeah, I do. I do. It was...
I don't even know who won.
The Patriots won. The Bucks almost came back.
Oh, no.
They were up early. Patriots, you know, put the smack down on them.
So what was the final score?
I think it was 25-29, something like that.
Yeah.
It's close. But, unfortunate. It would have been nice to get that victory. But good time was to be had. And you had an event, which was Big J Okerman at Side Splitters.
Yes.
And I told you, I was like, listen, I'm planning on drinking early. And I might not be in like physical shape to attend a comedy show. Maybe reach out to some other friends to see if they would like to accompany you so you don't have to go by yourself. But in the event that you can't find anyone, there's a possibility if I'm in any sort of condition that I would show up. But I don't know. I can't commit. So you found somebody and I decided to play a little prank on you. I sent you this message here right after the game.
Totally freaked me out. Totally flipped me out.
I said, I'm on my way to Side Splitters. I will see you there. And got a text almost immediately. I saw the 3 bubbles pop up. Wait. I said, I got a replacement. And I said, are you serious? And you said, yes. WTFFFFF. And then I let you know that I was just kidding. And you said you had a good time with your friend. Can I say your name, Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But you kind of got upset with me because you texted me and you said, hey, I don't want to be, annoying, but can you take that post down?
Because you posted the interaction where I said something about her being a replacement. And she's not a replacement, okay?
Right.
She's second fiddle to no one.
That's right.
Okay? And I just... Yeah, so I'll let you finish this.
Well, that's pretty much it. You said that, you know, you didn't want to offend her. And I said, I think that you're being a little neurotic here. You're kind of blowing this out of proportion a little bit. And then I kind of made a passive-aggressive remark. Do you know what it was?
I thought it was that I was being oversensitive.
No. I said, I won't post anything involving
you on the
page anymore.
And I knew that was happening. But I was so in the vortex of neuroticism. I was just like, just run it. Find me next time.
Yeah, it didn't register.
No, it did register, but I was on, okay, may I just explain my case? I'm just saying, I got some employment question marks in the air. Nothing because I did anything wrong. I am right now a temp worker for a company, and we are getting messages on the daily of the job ends November 17th, the job ends December 16th, the job ends January 1st, the job ends the week before Christmas. I don't know when the job ends. So we were talking about that. This might be my last week of work. It could very well be the case that on Friday they go, all right, everybody, thank you so much for everything, and the project is done. So I don't know. Work today was just kind of crazy. I was also on 800 milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah.
And there was just like not great communication at work today. I said to my boss, she was like, Anna, let me help you. You seem, you know, like you're...
Flustered.
Yeah, flustered. And because she called me on Teams, I go, hey, I got it. Don't worry about it. I'm just working through everything. She said, I'll help you. And then she started doing the work that I was doing at the same time and essentially was doing double orders.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, messaged her and I was like, essentially said in the nicest, most corporate way, please stop helping. You're hurting.
Yeah, please stop helping.
Because now I'm having to delete all of your work, which is taking away time from the work that I should be doing. And she was just like, tried to help and made it worse, LOL. And I was just like, right, just leave me alone. So there was a lot of that just going on. Anyways, boring stuff. But that's where my mind was at. I had literally spoken to a coworker of mine. I go, I am a level 10 neurotic person. I feel like I'm always like, does this email sound good? Am I coming across passive aggressive sort of thing? And then when everything was happening and I saw that on Facebook, I completely unraveled.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I was drunk on cortisol and adrenaline.
Yeah.
And I'm back now.
Okay, good, good. So yeah, I didn't really know how to react because I didn't really feel like it was a big deal.
It wasn't. And most of the time, I understand women have a really bad rap when you tell them something like, you're overreacting.
Yes.
You're being oversensitive.
Yes.
This isn't a big deal.
Right.
Calm down.
Yes.
All those things are bad to say when especially a woman is upset.
Mm-hmm.
But I truly mean this. I feel like I'm a little different in this way because I trust you. I know you. I care about you. And I do feel like you have my best interest at heart at all times.
Yes.
And if someone like that in your life is telling you that something is not as big of a deal as you're making it out to be, there is the possibility that they're correct.
Yep.
And I do try to think that. I go, okay, I need to self-regulate and get myself back down to baseline.
Mm-hmm.
And I am sorry.
And I figured you probably would, because I know this person too, Erin, that you went with. I've met her a few times, really nice lady. And she had messaged me and said that she was the replacement. And I went, oh, that's awesome. I'm glad you got to go and hang out. And we, you know, exchanged a few messages after, but just before I had spoken to you. And I was going to reach back out to her to make sure, you know, try to smooth things over with this post.
I'm so glad you didn't.
But I didn't. And because I knew that you would reach out to her. And
oh,
you did.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah.
She was like,
problem.
Yeah, I thought that. Will was the person that you were originally going to go with. She's like, no worries. She's super cool. I, again, hyper neurotic, Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
This is my DNA. I can't help it.
Yeah.
So, but it's all good. Everything's fine.
Good. Do you have a story about the show?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do one story for Radio St. Pete and the podcast, you know, regarding the Tampa Bay area. and then we'll start the bonus time. WillsYouTube.com, you can get that, or hmbradio.substack.com, and we'll talk about this crazy story that you have about Big J Okerman at Side Splitters Tampa. Okay, so this is the story I picked. I guess we had a lot of kind of stuff happen over the weekend, but I thought this one was kind of less intense than the Ybor car crash, which maybe we'll talk about that in a bonus time when I can curse, because I saw a lot of things that was
where people
troubling.
Are like, this is a hate crime.
Borderline, yeah, kind of. It's absolutely nuts what people are doing. But I did see this. I thought this was kind of interesting. The city of St. Pete Beach is considering installing tolls on the barrier island for people that visit the beach. I mean, I don't know how
often you go. Like, just by the license plate? Like, if they're
out
of state?
Yeah, you'll have probably, like, some sort of sticker. I don't know how they'll do it, but if you're going to enter St. Pete Beach, you know, they're talking about, like I said, doing these tolls. Let's watch this. This is from Tampa Bay.
Beaches on our barrier islands are critical to our tourism industry. People from all over the world come here to visit them. But tonight, the city of St. Pete Beach is now considering installing tolls on all bridges into the city. Leaders there say it's needed to help improve infrastructure. But our KCL Britton is listening to folks on the island who say the proposal is going to hurt them.
It's not that uncommon after a hurricane to struggle, but this has been really bad.
Liz Calver started the Betty Coastal Boutique in honor of her grandmother.
Yeah.
And since last year's storms, it's been difficult to stay open.
They're trying to hang on. It is a special place, but we can't do it without people visiting us.
But she tells me that it could get more difficult if visitors have to pay tolls.
It's already so difficult to have our doors open. Tourism is way down. A lot of hotels are still closed.
I got to be honest. I don't know this business. I don't know how any of these like boutique stores, there's so many in like downtown St. Pete, mm-hmm. beaches, any touristy types of areas. I don't know if it's just like a husband that the wife needs something to do and it's a rich husband and they kind of just finance.
There's no way they make money. Like
that's what
money.
I want to know.
It's a dime business.
How are you making money?
Who is
selling?
Betty? Is what I want to know.
That's her. She's a free spirit, a nature lover. It's her grandma. Mm. But how do you make money selling shirts that say SPB? I don't know. It's just a weird business. But I do, you know, obviously I want it to succeed. And I want it to close down. And I feel for this lady having to deal with the, you know, realization that maybe she's going to get less foot traffic and even less business. And she probably already gets.
People are selling their homes and condos. And now you want to charge people, the few people that may be coming to the island, to come here.
The mayor of St. Pete Beach proposed the idea of tolls on Monday, saying tourists would only be required to pay to get on the barrier island and residents and employees would be exempt. He says this would help pay for the $200 million needed to update the city's infrastructure.
I think people will end up wanting to go somewhere like Clearwater Beach.
For a dollar, they'll go, you know, somewhere else where it's free.
Jesus.
Bert Kreischer impersonator extraordinaire.
Very few people I spoke to say they don't mind tourists being charged that toll charge because it could make the area a little bit more residential. But the majority of people I spoke to...
How much do you think they make?
How much do you think that this news reporter
makes?
Well, probably not that much.
That's what I'm thinking.
I bet you it's somewhere in the neighborhood of radio. Maybe a little more.
Because people go, this is exactly the problem that radio deals with. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not anymore, but like... You got all this clout. You're on TV. Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're making $37,000 a year?
Yep.
Wow, that sucks.
But I don't know for sure. I would be curious to find out.
No way she reaches 50, I don't think. She's probably pretty young. She's probably like just out of college, maybe.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'll do it for less.
Mm-hmm.
They get rid of all these old fogies who have like these $250,000 contracts.
Yeah.
She's doing it for 40.
I will say they tend to move around a lot because one of my favorite pastimes is I like the appearance of a news lady. And there's something about them.
This one you like?
I would if that's what you're asking. If the question is would, I mean, that kind of looks like
99 out of 100 times we know the answer is would.
Yeah.
I'm asking you if you like what you see.
She probably wouldn't get an Instagram follow. No disrespect. But I like to check out, see the new roster, see the ladies. that are on there, and then I shoot them Instagram follow-up. Just to follow up on the news.
But not in the area. You don't like her news.
It's just not my cup of tea.
Okay.
Can I tell you?
Who say the priority is making sure small businesses are kept alive. Kyle Toops is the bartender at the Twisted Tiki, and he tells me his paycheck relies on the tourist population.
I think it's kind of at this point kind of kicking the man while we're down. We're already struggling from the storms, and it's just kind of a, I mean,
people. She stopped drinking on the job, Kyle.
He's sweating a lot.
Damn.
Sweating a lot under the lights.
Free.
The city did not specify which areas could see tolls, but mentioned three access points on the south, middle, and northern parts of the island. Gulf Boulevard could also be considered. A feasibility study and details about the tolls will be discussed in January. Meanwhile, Calver hopes for other solutions.
I would hope that they're elected to figure that out.
She's doing organizing some hangars there. She's kind of just, they're like, look busy.
Yeah, that was the assignment.
How do you look busy in a boutique? Just shuffle around some hangars.
Cut out themselves and not add to an already stressful situation by adding more literal roadblocks to get to the island.
On St. Pete Beach, I'm Pinellas County Reporter.
So I wonder.
You don't even care. What's her name?
Oh.
Say her name.
All right.
Casey Albritton, Tampa Bay 28.
Oh, whatever.
I don't want to. Sorry. We'll never hear from her again. That'll be it for me. I don't know. Like, are you going to, if they impose the tolls, are you going to stay off of St. Pete Beach? Do you have to pay a buck to get on?
First off, I'm not a tourist. I'm a tourist.
Well, that's what I think they need to figure out. Like,
who is a tourist?
Who is it? If you're a Pinellas County resident, are you not a tourist? Or if you come over from Hillsborough, like where do you draw that line?
The line of tourists.
The line of tourists.
I never go over there anyways.
I go over there quite often.
I'm not an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Really nothing there for me except traffic.
Yeah.
And hard to find parking.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so you probably wouldn't. It wouldn't affect you at all, is what you're saying. You don't
0%.
Drink.
0%. I don't. I really don't drink anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe like three. I'll tell you something. I'll drink at your wedding, buddy.
Nice.
I'll drink at your wedding.
Heck yeah.
That's a threat. I'm gonna have two glasses of wine and be
pee in your pants.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a problem.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Well, I think they need to figure out, like I said, who exactly is a tourist.
Who is a tourist? Which is a great segue into my next question.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Before I forget, it crossed my mind.
I'll be, I'm heading up to North Carolina. Yeah. Not here. But I will be here for Christmas. I'm just staying in town for Christmas.
No, I'm leaving.
Oh, you'll be gone for Christmas.
Yeah. Dang. Going coast to coast. I'm going to Israel and California. I'm going coast to coast. I'm dumb. Anyways.
Well, it is another coast, kind of.
They kind
of wiped out Gaza and took it over, so it is a coast.
It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a great time. Unless it's not. Unless there's another flare-up, which...
Could happen.
Yeah, absolutely could happen. And there may not even be a flight that's happening. Apparently they're canceling flights left and right.
I think the shutdown's over, though, today. Full disclosure, we are recording this on Monday instead of Wednesday, so it's the 10th of November here, right now. Where you're at, it's Sunday the 16th.
Yeah.
So probably behind, who knows what happened.
Right.
You know, post that. But I think the shutdown is over with.
I hope so.
I think that's what I saw.
So.
They did some sort of resolution. There's a few Democrats that broke from the party and voted to reopen the government or do something, sort of resolution or something. I don't.
Oh, I didn't even. I'm so stupid. I've like been very loosely following government shutdown. Mm-hmm. People are like, people are going to get their SNAP benefits. I'm like.
Well, we talked about that last week, and I have a story that kind of goes along with that too.
So wait, let me just tell you why I'm dumb. I forgot that like TSA is part of the government,
yes. So
I'm like, what's going on with the flights? Oh, now it makes sense.
TSA, air traffic controllers, all of that is a government employee. Why is it a government employee?
Are you saying we need to privatize TSA.
Privatize air traffic controllers, for sure, 100%. Then we don't have to deal with this.
Yes. Right here. Not good.
All right. So we're going to head over to our bonus time now. Anna's got a good story about Big J.
No, I have a great story about last night that you missed.
You're going to want to hear. WillsYouTube.com and sign up for the Substack. You can sign up for free. HMBRadio.substack.com. 813-693-2124 if you want to leave a text or a voicemail. And home_made_man on Instagram. For me, I think HMB Tampa Bay or something on Twitter, but it's just I'm reading. I'm not contributing for a few reasons. All right, so we'll see you on the other side. Bye, Radio St. Pete.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.